And I think we need to continue with the really good work that's going on in order to build on that. But you can't just, I do accept, given the scale of things that came out yesterday, you cannot just suddenly say, we flick a switch and suddenly everything is completely, you know, wiped away and it's a totally different organisation. There's no point in time where that happens. I would simply say that in 2012, the standards of openness and transparency, the checks and balance and the requirements on officers are completely different to those which existed in 1989.
But I'm guessing that's what a chief constable in 1989 would have said.
Well, but realistically, you know, could I think the acid test here is, could Hillsborough happen again? Could some of the issues, the big issues which were raised yesterday, actually happened today in 2012, and for a whole variety of reasons that could not happen. It could not happen that somebody, a senior officer, in the immediate aftermath of an incident like that could claim that the fans had broken a door down when in fact the door had been opened by police officers. It just would not be able to be done.
What kind of attitude reigned at the time that police officers thought they could get away with this, thought they could tell us these lies, and indeed did tell us these lies?
I think they were simply less...
You'd have been a police officer then, wouldn't you?
I was a junior police officer working elsewhere in the country.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what was the attitude like in the police that you thought you could do, you thought you could lie to us like this?
I think that there were two issues that were going on at the time. One was that there were far less checks and balances, far less scrutiny of what the police were doing than there is now. You know, there's far more scrutiny now, and I think people felt it was something they could get away with. I also think, actually, that you can't quite divorce some of this from the prevailing attitude around football at the time, which was that hooliganism was genuinely an issue in the 1980s and early 90s. And I think that did colour some of the thinking that was going on in terms of policing football matches at the time.
Could it happen again, Hillsborough?
No, it could not happen again. Absolutely, categorically, Hillsborough could not happen in the same way. And one issue, for example, which I suppose is very topical to South Yorkshire, you know, if we'd had in 1989 a helicopter above Hillsborough, that would have picked up the crush starting to occur and build up outside the Leppings Lane turnstiles. It would then have picked up the crush starting to build up in the pens at the Leppings Lane end. Actually, if that one thing, let alone anything else, had been different, I don't think Hillsborough would have happened.
Talk to me about the rank and file. The police officers are out there today on the beat, speaking to the people of South Yorkshire, taking criticism. How did they feel today? Do they feel backed up?
I think they feel a bit down today, because irrespective of whether you were in the force in 1989 or only joined last year, actually, inevitably, people are professional, they're human beings, they feel that some of this attaches to them. And so, you know, people are going out there today, I think with a heavy heart, feeling some responsibility, even though they may never have even been in the force at the time. And my message would be to the public and to my own officers, look, go out there, do what you do best. Let's keep fighting crime and locking up the criminals and serving the public. But it is a difficult day, and I don't disguise that.
And what's your message to the people who changed these statements, who lied, who covered up, whether they're in the force now or not?
If people have committed criminal offences, then I expect them to be prosecuted.